It's a mess in this attic. Lot going on, but there ain't no need to panic. Come on up and join, we getting wild, getting manic. Spitting truth for all you fanatics. Every week got something new to say. Ain't no filter, this shit coming straight from the brain.
It's coming straight from the brain.
Yeah, it's coming straight from the brain.
All rise! And answer the question, what is up, everybody? Welcome to A Talk in the Attic. I'm your host, Kirk Allen Ross, the Reverend Kirk Allen Ross. Today is Tuesday, April 6th, the year of our Lord, 2021, and I'm coming at you with a holy episode, an episode that's holy about the holiest of things. Coming at you today with an improvisational episode because I did not want to write and because I was feeling moved by the Spirit of the Lord. It's Holy Week, y'all. We just got off of Easter. We got to see my family for the first time. We got to golf a little bit. My swing was rusty and my basket was empty because now the grandkids are who the parents give the basket to. And that's okay because that translucent grass was weighing on my conscience because all that shit that comes in the Easter basket typically ends up in the wastebasket, and that's okay because it's not about that stuff anyway. It's about Jesus, y'all. It's about the message of it all, which is that it's never too late to be reborn, that it's never too late to ascend to the right hand of the Lord. Some of you might detect a little bit of Mr. Nasty in this preacher voice, and that's okay because I had to retire Mr. Nasty. Mr. Nasty got canceled. And he's got a big story for y'all today because today is a little bit different than we normally have in the attic. And some of you are going to say, well, it's always a little bit different. Your format changes every week. And I'm going to say, well, do you want the same thing every week? I didn't think so. You want a little variety. You want some Jesus in your life. And when my fans say they want something in their life, I go and make sure they get that something in their life. So when you say you want more Jesus in your life, I bring to you some Jesus, y'all, coming in from the right hand of the Lord, from the land of milk and the land of honey. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from heaven, coming off the biggest week of the year for him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus Christ, y'all, is in the studio. And I don't mean that Jesus is in the studio because he's Jesus, he's all-knowing, and he's ever-present. That's not what I mean. Not today, people. I mean he's really in the studio. I can see his sandals over there underneath the table. He's over there looking me right in the eye, and I'm trying to rhyme a little bit because I'm a preacher. And preachers rhyme on occasion. They rhyme on occasion. After I finish up playing this organ, I'm going to run up there, and I'm going to interview Jesus. And it's really going to be a difficult one because it's improvised. And some of you could grow offended by what I'm about to do. And I hope you don't because it's from a place of love. It's about making fun of the traditions, people, not the religions, people, or the religious people. And certainly not about Jesus, people. Okay? It's just about the traditions that wind up having an Easter bunny on the day of resurrection, an old jolly Saint Nick on the day of his conception, and the traditions that we here are so fixed on when it's really about the message of love, no matter who's saying it, whether that's Buddha, what up Buddha, or whether that's Allah, what up Allah, or Heshua himself, everybody's involved. We're gonna ask Jesus about if he hangs out with any of those guys. We're gonna ask Jesus if he has any resentment towards his father. We're gonna ask Jesus if he's gonna stick to sandals, if he's gonna ever make a change. We're gonna ask him about his hair, and before we can share with you this interview, we must first start, everybody, we must start the show like we do every week by saying, let's start the show. So now, without further ado, I bring to you Jehu J. Christ, Jeshua. Let's start the show.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Of course, of course. Well, thanks for having me.
I'm
situated here. All right.
Yeah. And I'm digging what you're... I like the look. Explain your look a little bit.
This is the robe that I actually wore to the Last Supper. It's my favorite fit. Still is. And then I modernized it a little bit. This is Josh Groban. Huge Groban fan. What's up, Grobes?
I would love to get Josh Groban on the show, actually.
Always a big fan when popular artists call me out and do some church music. That's cool. And then I'm pretty much what you'd expect. I'm wearing sandals still. I might go surfing later. All you young kids out there, I might go surfing. I guess you'd probably start believing in me. That's cool. So, still got sandals, but they're more Teva style ones. So, yeah. I figured it was time to modernize my look a little bit, and I figured no better place than this podcast to do that.
So, I have to ask, it's an honor, of course, but why this show? What made you think that this was the show?
I knew you were going to ask that.
You have to be getting a lot of requests.
Yes. Well, so the reality is, the show seemed like it needed help.
Right.
And Joe Rogan had asked me to be on his show. Mark Maron, Sam Harris, all those guys asked, but I just felt like this was the kind of show that needed a miracle, to be honest, to become relevant. So I figured this would be the one. So I do want to thank you for accepting my offer to come on your show.
Kind of a backhanded reason, but nonetheless, I appreciate you're here. Did you have a message? Usually people have something to promote or to talk about.
Right. Yes.
We're just coming off Easter, of course. What do you want to talk about?
It's better. Here's the feeling good all the time, huh?
Salute. Thanks for coming on.
Here, would you like? How about one of these?
Oh, wow. That's quite a trick there. Well, I wondered if you were going to do that. Actually, I don't drink, though.
Oh, you don't drink anymore?
It's no disrespect. I appreciate the offer. Would you be willing to try and flip it back?
I guess I haven't actually ever turned. I've never actually tried to turn it back from wine to water. Let's give it a shot.
All right. Oh, legs. It worked. Hey, two times the charm, right?
See, it takes a couple tries. That's the first time I've ever done that.
No, I get it. Thank you.
Jeez, it's hotter than Hades in here, which I've actually been there. It's not as bad as everyone says. So let's clear things up here. Easter was a big holiday for me. It's a big week for me. It was the big week that led to my trial and my prosecution, which was bullshit. You know, it's kind of one of those things, you're going up against the system. One thing I want to address right off the bat, while we're talking about my trial, which as we all know how that ended, what is it with starting a church sermon with, "All rise"? That just reminds everyone of court. Nobody wants to remember court when they're in church. It's supposed to be a place of comfort. It's supposed to be a place of love. So let's just get that out of the way first. Stop saying "All rise." Okay.
I'm not very religious myself. So that's why I kind of found it extra odd that you chose this show. But maybe I'm the ideal candidate for you to talk to, right?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to clear the air about a few things. How is it that Easter is celebrated on such a half-assed basis? It's never the same day. It's always some random day. Really, the day that I pulled off the much larger feat, right? I mean, I was born on Christmas Day. But on Easter, of course, I ascended to the right hand of my Father, Lord God.
Yeah.
Lord God Almighty.
Right.
That was by far a larger feat than simply being born. You know,
I wondered.
So I do want to address my birth. Mm.
So you had no say in that?
And the situation surrounding that a little bit as well. But since we're near Easter, let's talk Easter for a second. Here I resurrected myself through the power of my Father, all the God Almighty. They put me in a tomb. And I ascend to heaven. And now to celebrate that, we hide eggs around.
What is that exactly?
What is that?
You know? I don't know either.
And what is the Easter Bunny as well? I mean, I like the idea of eggs being a symbol of birth, right? But wouldn't that make more sense at Christmas time? So I would prefer there be a Christmas. If there was going to be a bunny involved with me, I don't really think there should be. I always considered myself more of like a kind of a jungle cat, but with maybe more like scales. Kind of like a jungle cat with like alligator type skin. And that was something I've been trying to convince my dad to help me work on that project and maybe create that. But he just pretty much keeps me in his lane. He's a pretty controlling guy. And he, in fact, didn't want me to do this interview. He thought it was going to be a bad look. He definitely did not want me to dress like this. But this is how we dress up there, right? So he thought that I should maintain this kind of serious, but I'm not that guy. Right? He was serious. And this is where a lot of the conflict with my dad comes from, at least for me. like, I grew up without a father, right? And that's no disrespect to Joseph. Papa Joe, love you, man. Respect, big ups to you. But he was not my real father. And not only did I not have a real father in a tangible sense, but my actual father was so abstract and so powerful and domineering, it made it difficult for me to follow in his footsteps, right? Like, he's a hard pair of sandals to fill. You know what I'm saying? And so people expected that I might create a planet or something, or maybe smite a village with frogs and locusts and all of that, but I wasn't interested in that so much. That was like his game. And I just wanted people to love each other. I like building stuff. In fact, I was checking out the carpentry in here. It's really, really dope carpentry. So that's what I was all about. And I feel like maybe I overcompensated, that he was so tough and so domineering. I will smite this and I will smite that. Whereas I was just more like, people, come on, let's just chill. Let's be cool. Everyone's cool. Everything's fine. And yeah, it's people talk a lot about nature versus nurture, right? So I think I'm a good example. My nature was to be born of God himself, the flesh version of God. And yet I grew up in a world filled with war and famine and death and prejudice. And all, even 2,000 years ago, those things existed. And yet I still was able to remain saintly, if you will, the whole time. So that kind of throws the whole nurture thing out the window, right? It's clearly about the nature. So are you feeling hungry?
Sure, I'll try that. Is this what I think it is?
This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, it's me. It's pretty good. A little stale, honestly.
Mm. I know it's not like truly or literally your body. It just kind of grows still. Just the thought of it.
That's another thing. I wish we could have found this is my opportunity to talk to you, the clergy people, directly. Let's find a new alternative for the.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. What you thought
for my body, you know? I mean, these weren't even good back when I was around. So the fact that we're still using them, I don't know. Let's get involved with these chicken wars. By the way, have you tried all the chicken sandwiches? Thank you for letting me come on today. I know this is a high pressure situation, and I hope you've been very accommodating. I'm sorry I was a little bit late. Fucking traffic, you know, but I did want to touch base a little bit about this idea that there's only room for Jesus or Buddha or one of these.
I wondered. So you're kind of friends with him.
We're friends.
All of them. Wow.
Honestly, people don't even realize that, but I have poker night with those guys twice a month. Of course, with COVID, we didn't get into it so much because we were just being careful. We play basketball.
Is Buddha good at basketball?
Buddha doesn't really play, but he kind of like is the manager or whatever and like plays the music and stuff. He's dope as shit. And then some of these other prophets, Abraham, he's around. He's pretty old, but he's cool. None of us, there's this idea down here. It's almost like when you see fans of an NFL team fighting. You know, you see like a Buffalo Bills fan slit the throat of an Oakland Raiders fan because he was too loud in the parking lot or something. And it's like the players are all shaking hands after the game because they respect each other. That's how I am with the other religions as well. Yeah. I do speak for Jesus. Yes. Well, yes.
I do fear that people will not appreciate this segment.
I thought we already addressed this. No one would be offended, right?
It could be it could be considered offensive or sacrilegious even. Yeah.
I don't think it was sacrilegious. And I'm Jesus, and I'm saying it's not sacrilegious. So case closed, I guess. I would think I was the final authority as well. Yeah. Yeah. So no, but let's call it, it's not sacrilegious. Well, I guess my question for you, Kirk, is this is your show. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, this is an interesting one. So you're an answer to this question all the time. But if you could sit down and have dinner with any person, who would it be?
I'm constantly an answer to that question, right? People are asked.
You can't say Josh Groban. Okay.
Yeah, right. People are asked, well, who would you like to go to dinner with? And they always pick me, but I'm not a big dinner guy, no. A lot of my life I spent quite starving, especially towards the end. So it's an odd choice for sure. But for me, it would be Norm MacDonald.
Norm? I like Norm too.
He's hilarious. I think he is a Christian, yeah. But that's not why. Some of the other folks I would have had dinner with are not Christian. I'm not going to be judging people on whether or not they believe in me. I'll let them see I'm on the show. Clearly, I'm a real thing. So if they don't want to believe in me, then that's not my issue. It's out of my control. But that doesn't mean I can't still show love to that person and still have dinner with that person. And that's what my message would be to the listeners and the viewers out there is, You know, don't be so strict on everything. You know, try the drugs, have sex with whoever you want, as long as it's consensual. You know, quit your job. I was a carpenter. I didn't make shit for money my whole life. And you guys all worship me. What's that all about? Like, it seems like what you're saying about me is not how you're living your lives. And that's problematic, right?
So what's the story with you and the devil? Are you guys really like is against each other, as everyone says? Or
if my dad would just come clean and admit to Beelzebub, I call him Bub. We actually hang out, honestly. And that could be potentially sacrilegious as well. But the reality is we've kind of pretty much got a pact that anything that we have going on in our rivalry, me and Bub, Beelzebub, anything that we have going on, we keep it between us. Okay, if we never let it spill over. Now, my dad and him, unfortunately, don't have that agreement. And so once in a while, you hear someone saying, the devil made him do it. Well, occasionally, that is true, actually. He will do that on occasion just to piss my dad off. It's like an old beef, right? Like, okay, enough, get over it, right? Yeah.
Is it true that you work in mysterious ways?
Yes.
At my last job, I tried to tell them that I don't worry about what I'm doing or how I'm doing it. Just what happens at the end is all that matters. And that works up to a point, but you got away with it. You're able to say I work in mysterious ways and really nobody bats an eye. And I'm just wondering how you get away with that. Mm. Someone will go through all these troubles, just trouble after trouble after trouble, to get one triumph at the end. And they always say, well, God works in mysterious ways. I always thought that was, how about we do some rapid fire questions?
Random. Let's do it.
What's your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday? Actually, President's Day.
Wow. Yeah. President's Day.
There's always good sales at furniture places. I don't have any pressure. A lot of people don't realize Easter and Christmas are difficult for me. A lot of people are paying homage to me, and I appreciate that. And I do expect parades and whatnot. It does make me feel a little bit bashful because I'm just one man.
I'm not suggesting that you're special. No, you're just a regular guest to me as well.
Yeah.
No disrespect. No, of course.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I'm just a man. Yes. And I did live a perfect life. I batted 1,000, but I had pretty good genes. First off, I mean, think about my mom. She was pure as snow. My pops was the guy that did this whole thing. So I had a pretty good setup. So,
okay. What are your thoughts on
the bracelets?
Exactly. The What Would Jesus Do bracelets.
Yeah. What would Jesus do? Right. I wouldn't wear that bracelet. That's for sure. I mean, I know I look a little bit like eclectic here, but, come on, people have some pride. I get it. You want to remind yourself what would I do? Well, it depends what the situation is. So the reality is, I'm a person just like you folks. Yeah, I'm still Jesus, but I put my sandals on 1 foot at a time, just like you. And I'm not perfect. I mean, in a lot of, I am perfect. You're not perfect, I guess, to remind you. I want to remind you that you're not perfect, and that's okay. None of us are. Oh, I am, again. I am. But just like I was able to die and rise again, you can sin and be clean again. You can die and rise again. I don't think yours will happen physically the way it did with me. But again, I have kind of special treatment. And I wish I hadn't had that. Like, it was kind of hard to really relate to the disciples because they're purely flesh and blood, where I was half supreme being. And so I kind of felt like I was a tweener. Like, I wasn't really supreme enough for the deities, but I wasn't really human enough to like hang in with my homies without them like elevating me to some special level. So I spent a lot of time alone, even in times when I was not alone. I often felt alone. And then so in those cases, I would just dump myself into carpentry work. Well, you gotta understand death. When it comes to death, I have a big involvement. I have to judge all these fucking people. Their expectation is that they come up and I'm going to forgive them for this or that. I don't know what's going on in your life. We don't know what's going on in your life, to be clear. We're not actually watching, okay? We're busy with other things. When we kind of laid the groundwork for how this was all going to work, remember, we did not know there was going to be 7 billion of you alive today and billions dead. So we did not know we'd have such a management situation with the souls, okay? And so at this point, we're pretty much trusting you. If you come up there and you, I'm kind of giving myself away here, but when you get up to the pearly gates, St. Peter's going to have this clipboard. It's huge, you know, and it's like you've been to a dance club and you're right. Yeah, it's like the list. Exactly. So he'll look through it, and if you're confident enough and you just tell him that you were good, that you love people, and if he can tell you're being honest, he'll let you right in. So don't get so hung up on the day-to-day. I just don't have the time, I guess. Well, I get it. You want your son's hockey team to win the championship, but there's people that have cancer, and it's like, I can't. Of course, go Bobcats. I'm just going to keep my hands out of that particular field. I really don't want to be involved with the worldly things. I don't know. Am I doing well? I'm nervous. I'm more nervous than I expected I would be. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I'm still single. A kind of notoriously virgin. I just never had a huge interest in it. And the one person I ever kind of felt something for turned me in at the end. And that's back to Judas, which, you know, so...
Are you a fan of Christian rock in general?
No, I hate Christian. I think Christian rock is horrible, actually. Yeah, I'm not a big fan, no. Well, it's all about me. It's kind of like, all right, okay, enough about me, you know, we get it. Plus, it's kind of lame, you know. If I had to, yeah. Creed, I guess. Does Creed count as Christian
rock? With arms wide open.
I guess Creed. Well, yeah, no, I do like Groban.
Yeah.
Groban puts a unique spin on, he also mixes in a love song here and there. So I don't really like to say that he's full Christian rock.
Yeah.
Death metal. No, I'm not a big fan. No, the song by the Beatles, the Ballad of John and Yoko.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know the line where he says, Christ, you know it ain't easy.
John Lennon.
You know how hard it can be. The way things are going.
The way things are going.
They're
going
to crucify me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wrote that.
You wrote that lyric?
I did. No, I did. I swear to God. I did. It was that... Last Supper, everyone was pretty much done, and I pulled them around, and it was like my last chance. I knew this is it for me. So I said, I've been working on the song, and I kind of fumbled through the chords. It was embarrassing, kind of. But that was the part that I just really felt connected with myself the most, because I knew it was going to happen. There was no way I was not getting crucified. It was stacked against me. So I just remember when I went from that C sharp down to a B flat, they're going to crucify me. And you know, I don't get a lot of credit for that song, but I did want to kind of clear the record on that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's a good lyric. Do you have evidence of that? Or
I don't have any evidence of that, no. It's interesting to me that there's no evidence required for the earth to be created by my dad, but all of a sudden you need a certificate of authenticity because you don't believe me that I wrote that lyric for John Lennon way back when. I work in mysterious ways, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he just thought it up one day. Why would did anyone crucify John Lennon? I don't think so. Who got crucified here? So what one does it make sense?
Whoa, it's right. No, Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah. And of course, you're coming at me this way. The same person who's part of this whole thing with celebrating my resurrection through Easter bunnies and marshmallow peeps. So I don't really know why you suddenly think you come at me as if you're the expert on any of this stuff. Yeah, remember, I chose your podcast. I probably should have done Joe Rogan. How many people are watching the show?
The normal show would get about 100 views on YouTube in the first month, probably.
100 people will see this?
A couple hundred listens, yeah.
So 200 about?
200 for the first month total, we'll say.
200 people? 200 million?
200, just regular 200, yeah.
This is a different kind of scale than I'm used to. 200 people.
Yeah.
Let's not let this sour the whole thing. It was still a good trip. I'm glad I came down.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for everything.
What would Jesus do? Well, I'll tell you, 9 times out of 10, what Jesus would do would be to shred on the drums, baby. Let's rock. This one's for you, Pops. This one's for the universe, baby. Woo! creature, dog. Literally, there's a dog out there. You are my creature too, Nunzio. Stay blessed, everybody. Peace!